Hello and welcome to the Playground Podcast. I'm Chris Byrne and I'm your host for this series of conversations with interesting individuals in the toy business. The Playground Podcast is supported by Global Toy News, The Toy Guy, and Beacon Media Group. One of the things that I always find fascinating is how trends emerge and how creative companies respond to those trends. In 2002, Cloud B was created to deliver toys and other products to promote healthy sleep among infants and kids. It's been a success, and for the past 24 years, Cloud B products have defined the category. It's especially timely now as more and more is understood about how healthy sleep provides all kinds of benefits for kids, from emotional growth to better performance in school, and even enhanced brain development. In this episode, I talked to Thomas Dumier of PGM Distributions, parent company of Cloud B, about the products, the category, and the importance of sleep, happily during March, which, in case you didn't know, is Sleep Month. Here's our conversation. So, Thomas, you are the CEO of PGM Distribution, and you guys are behind the Cloud B product. Can you start out by telling us a little bit of the history of Cloud B? Because it's got a pretty illustrious history.
Yes, yes. So, indeed, I'm the Cloud B partner in the USA. Cloud B started 22 years ago. It was a brand created by Linda Su. She's a lady located in the LA area and needed a solution for her daughter that was having a hard time sleeping. So she first came up with some solutions such as a little weighted blanket. And then step by step, she really saw a need for that particular category, which is like sleeping aid devices. And she came up with the first, what she liked to call the plush with purpose, which is the sleep sheet, the iconic product from Cloud B that we still have in available for the consumers, the original, the sleep sheet. And she calls it the plush with purpose.
Uh-huh. It's been a pretty impressive line with the Twilight Turtle casting stars onto the ceiling. How did you guys get into sleep as an area of product?
It was answering a concern for the parents that was having a hard time having their baby and their young toddlers to fall asleep. I mean, as we all know, and I think March is a great month to talk about sleep as being the sleep awareness month. Sleep is critical for people, you know, and whether you're an adult or a child. And it's not about the quantity of sleep, it's about the quality of sleep. And it starts with a good bedtime routine. And I think that creating products that allows you to start this routine by a calming experience, a peaceful experience, is part of creating that quality sleep. And I think that this comes from that, is that really answering a need for that category, and Cloud B has been the pioneers for 22 years now in building those category. You have mentioned the Twilight Turtle, which is also an iconic product from Cloud B. We still sell this product. I met numerous parents telling me, "Oh, I still have this turtle from you guys. This is amazing. My daughter is now going to college and she's not leaving the house without her turtle." So and it's important. You see how you grow with the product, but also, you know, teenagers are using those sleeping device because we understood at Cloud B that it was a critical category to build around based on this concern of having a quality sleep.
Your company, PJM, is the distributor in the U.S. for this. Tell me a little bit about that company and how you came to be involved with Cloud B.
PJM Distribution is a family company that was founded back in 1996, if I'm not mistaken. And actually has its roots in the baby product category. For the longest time, we've only focused on baby products, gear, baby bottles, things like that. And when COVID actually happened, we had the opportunity to expand our categories to the toy industry. And that's how the CloudBee opportunity came to PJM. Actually, CloudBee changed ownership back 2 years ago. And this when this whole switch happened, that PJM came into the equation and started to partner with the new ownership and manage sales, marketing, and also product development, because we work very tightly with the new ownership to make sure we keep answering the needs of children and parents now with new technology and so forth. PJM Distribution, to make it short, distribution company. We operate both in Canada and in the US. Our headquarters is in Vancouver, in British Columbia, in Canada. And yes, we have brand in the US, brand in Canada, and it's a great, great industry. So starting in a baby, growing into toys. So toys is new to me. And that's why, you know, it's such an honor to be in your podcast. Like I was telling you, the quality and the experienced people that you have interviewed before make myself look like, you know, like I'm like, what am I doing here? But it's an honor. And the type of people I met since starting in the toy categories has been just amazing. Such a warm welcome from the whole industry. I'm so happy to be part of it, passionate about what I do every day. And yes, so that's a little bit about PJM and myself.
And how about your personal journey? Where did you start out? How did you get into this? What's your background?
Okay, my background. So I grew up in France, in Paris. And back in 2010, I decided to move. I landed in Vancouver, in the beautiful British Columbia. And that's where it started. I actually started working in retail in a baby store. And yes, that's how the whole baby slash toy industry started, the whole career started. And I'm very glad where I am today.
So you're now established, and you had to go from baby products to toys. And many people would think that's an easy transition. It's not necessarily. How have you managed that expansion? It's a different set of buyers, sometimes different retailers, sometimes different marketing tactics. How have you managed that transition?
Okay, it's a very interesting question. It's both easy and not easy. The toy product that we currently carrying are very baby oriented. You know, we have a couple of other brands in the portfolio, but we keep it quite baby. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, you grow with the product, so you still have some toddlers and then teenager using the CloudBee products for sure. But we start our product from a very young age. So we're very familiar with the category itself. Now you're right, the buyer are changing. So you obviously have to grow your portfolio of retailers, and you have to attend more show, like the toy shows, for example. So now we just actually came back from Toy Fest in Las Vegas. We'll be in Astra in June. We have attended New York Toy Fair. So every major toy fair in the North America, we are attending under the PJM banner.
So what are the challenges you're seeing right now as the toy industry is a bit in transition? You are in a unique niche, so that works to your favor somewhat. But what are you up against as you look at the year ahead?
You're right. I feel that when I look at the overall offer, just going at trade shows, for example, I feel that we are very unique. You know, this category is still very few are actually touching this category. So we should be consider ourselves lucky at this point. But I do not see any real challenges, at least for what we do. At this point, but I know I'm aware that there has been some challenges in the toy industry, whether it's you know, retailers unfortunately closing down, and you know, the whole market is completely changing right now, both in Canada and in the US. And that would be my only challenges, is to go with that new flow and how we are properly continuing offering our products in the market.
So one of the things we talk a lot about here is innovation. And you're in a category that is somewhat competitive, but how do you define a Cloud B product and innovate within your sector?
Well, I love this question because like I was telling you, Cloud B had some difficult and challenging years prior to the new ownership. And one of those challenges was the lack of innovations. And I am so proud to be part of this new ownership that is full of innovations. Since they have taken over, they are constantly innovating, patenting new technologies. So it is really exciting to be part of this. New products are being revamped to match the current market. We are including cry sensors in our new product, for example.
Wow.
This is amazing. I know. So, you know, when the baby starts to cry, the whole turtle starts to flash on the ceiling again. Obviously, you can turn off this feature if needed for older kids, obviously. But this is just to show you how they include new technology within their already so popular products. Another thing, obviously, is going with more recycled material, which is very important for the brand, is to really be on that side of the environmentally friendly aspect of the market. Yes, and I can't tell too much about what's coming, but I mean, stay tuned with Cloud B because this is really amazing what's coming.
And you touched on something that's increasingly important. You talked a little bit about using recycled goods, which is part of sustainability. What initiatives do you have around that? Because that's important to parents, especially Gen Z parents. They are looking for that kind of initiative from companies.
Yeah, no, we know. This is something we push both from a sales standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. The recyclable fabric, the stuffing made from 100% recycled fibers. We use also our packaging is now recycled plastic. Recycled poly bags. A critical change is to move away from batteries. More and more, Cloud B is moving away from batteries to have a rechargeable USB-C ability on their core items.
And that's a big change. That's really a big change in terms of that. And I think that's something that the Gen Z parent is actually looking for. They're happy to recharge it. I have so many things in my apartment now, their lights or whatever that are, you know, I just recharge it. I don't have to put a battery in it.
Hey, you know, I mean, I have in my bag right now a Tranquil Turtle from Cloud B. This is not a lie. It's in my bag right now. And what am I doing with it? I brought it to work to change the batteries for my daughter. Because that's the old model. Okay, I have two daughters. And each of them have a Tranquil Turtle, which is the one that display underwater effect to the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing product, by the way. But the one they have is still the battery operated one. So what I did is I took it to work and I changed the batteries. So you're right. It's always changing the batteries. But now with the new models coming, you just plug it, wait a couple of hours, and you're good to go for how long as it goes.
Your customer, even though the children love to interact with the toys and they keep them and they take them to college, which I think is adorable, the parent is the person who's buying the product. How do you reach out to parents and let them know about the importance of sleep and supporting good sleep for kids?
Well, I think that very shortly after birth, parents realize very quickly that sleep is very important, both for the baby and for themselves. So I think there's only a few marketing we can go and do and some awareness because they on their own realize that, you know, baby may have some challenges falling asleep and also their own sleep. You know, it affects their mood. I mean, you know, that sleep also has an important effect on growth. Especially in early infancy, and so with months like the months of March and the sleep awareness months, this is a month that helps us as well to teach parents about this concern and how brands like Cloud B can bring solution to them.
And I think it's really interesting, as you mentioned, it's Sleep Awareness Month that we're in right now. And it's been something that we've seen a lot of in the culture, that the importance of sleep has become sort of a big discussion point for people, not just for babies. I think that when Cloud B was formed, we were still in the era of, oh, I can get by on 4 hours of sleep a night, and how little I sleep is really an indicator of how successful I am. And we know that that's actually not true, and that there's negative impacts of being sleep deprived. You're taking an important role in talking to parents about this as well. How are you communicating that through marketing or other types of tactics to let people know that this is an option for them?
It's interesting. Yes, we work very closely with sleep professionals. That's very important to us to really learn as well. You know, from a medical standpoint, we look closely at what the American Academy of Pediatrics is doing as well in terms of their studies to make sure we also build products and we know what we're talking about. That's critical. Working with sleep professionals at retail level as well, educating parents, organizing events within a baby store, at a very early level, early stage, doing those kind of initiative is how we are building the awareness of the importance of sleep and what Cloud B can bring as a solution to them.
We all know it's a challenging market out there for marketers, and the mass techniques, TV advertising and things like that, may not be effective when you've got a niche product like yours. You really want to reach the parents, and you really want to reach the people who will become sleep ambassadors using Cloud B. What kind of tactics are you using to try and get the message out?
Well, I think you just mentioned it, sleep ambassadors. It's critical for us is to find the right sleep ambassadors. So using social media platforms is critical for us, such as TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Those are very important platforms that allows us to give the right message to the parents. Main medias are also important, but I feel that if you don't build it enough, it's a very short amount of attention that you can get from that type of partnership. So building up a sleep ambassadors partners, this is very important and the most important for us, because they are the parents advocated for the products to the right people.
If I got my child to go to sleep, I want to know how you got your child to go to sleep. If I'm
That's
a parent
right.
with That's an infant, right. I want to know what can I do? You know, it can't be like my parents, which was just shut up, which is what I was raised with.
Well, no, but no, you're right. This is exactly right. A lot of parents wants to know as soon as they get the first troubles of having their children falling asleep, they want to know how other people did, you know, and that's what Cloud B does. You know, to answer your question earlier about the crowded market, and I think that's what Cloud B does very, very well. So they're using their own technologies, patented technology, and they really mix it with a super cute aspect. Right. You know, you can find, excuse me, but ugly plastic looking boxes on online, but nothing that cute, you know?
Right.
They really do a great job with this.
And what kind of research have you done to find the best technology, what is most effective in helping kids to sleep, to find the concepts that have been successful for you?
Well, you know, a lot of those is continuing what has been working. Listen to the consumers that have experienced Cloud B and have shared their love and the message that Cloud B has been working for their children. Why would you change something that has been working for 22 years?
Right, right, right. Well, that's true. At the same time, you're dealing with a market that's always asking for what's new.
And good question. The more trade show I do, the more people I meet that work with AI. And AI is obviously something, you know, new to a lot of people still. But at the last show that I've attended, already five people, professional people working in that AI field, have come to me. They come already with a device made that will fit in the plush. So they're ready for that. They're ready to bring this new technology to market. As you know, AI is still remaining with a lot of questions, you know, at development stage. There's a lot of fear still with AI, especially including AI in a baby product.
Yes.
Something that is close to your baby. But this is the next move. I feel there are a lot of people trying to improve this technology and bringing it to market somehow with partnering with manufacturer. Yeah, we'll see how this plays. Well, like I said, there's still a lot of question with AI, and we want to make sure that if we do it, it is the right thing to do.
It seems like there's a lot of potential with AI for personalization, for other types of things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be connected to the internet, because I know with kids and parents, they're always afraid that something is connected to the internet, or it's listening to your baby and doing something. Yeah. You know, what kind of exploration are you doing in this area?
I asked actually one of the company that approached at the last show. I say, why are you different from the other guy that just approached me? He say, oh, we're not connected to the internet. I say, oh, okay, that's a good point. You know, we all heard about the baby monitor being only listened to, and that fear of it. I mean, I get it. Even if it was a 5-6 years ago, and that has improved since then, and quicker than ever. It is again something that is coming.
And I can imagine it's a great deal of fun for you guys in product development to think about what can we do.
Yes, and like I was telling you earlier, the new ownership at CloudBee is working really, really closely with us in understanding what are the current needs, how can we answer those needs, technologically speaking, and they are crazily innovating at CloudBee. Like I said, you know, if you liked the Sleep Sheep, the Twilight Turtle, the Tranquil Turtle, by the way, that's celebrating 10 years anniversary this year. You're going to love what's coming. Like I said, I'm really passionate about it. I love it. I love to work with this industry and surfing with trends as well. How can we, to a certain point, include trends, new technology within our products?
Can you give us a hint about something that's coming?
One item that CloudBee came out recently is the CloudBox. The CloudBox is everything that CloudBee has been pioneers of, meaning, you know, like I said before, white noise, calming melodies, projections, and they have took all those components and they put it inside of a box and featured those with the storytelling features.
Oh, wow.
So the CloudBox is an all-in-one solution. You have 36 stories already included, high quality stories in two languages. So for the US market, we are in English and in Spanish. The ability to record your own stories. And that's where CloudBee is really good at. Again, is putting everything together, playing also with the creativity of children, because making your own stories is very important for that matter, that the child can create their own stories. Mom and dad going to a trade show, they can leave a story recorded in the box. The CloudBox comes with a fully illustrated book as well. So there's also interaction about the reading time aspect that is very important, at least to me. It was a very, very important part of the sleeping routine with both my daughters, was to spend some time reading with them. So reading them stories, and then I would spend about 10 minutes reading my own book sitting beside them. And now it's very interesting because we spend 10, 15 minutes together reading our own book together. And I think that really helped as well. And that was part of of my own sleeping routine with them, at least. But to go back to the CloudBox, this is, I think, the storytelling aspect is very important. And the way it's being toned within the story, it is important because they are all calming stories helping the baby to soothing, or the child listening to the story. And that's, again, like I was saying, how do you create that peaceful environment? And they did very well with the cloud box.
One thing we all need in this day and age is a peaceful environment. So Thomas Dumier, thank you so much for spending the time with me today and talking about this.
It was a pleasure, Chris. Thank you for having me, and stay tuned again for new products at CloudB.
Thanks for listening. The Playground Podcast is supported by Global Toy News, The Toy Guy, and Beacon Media Group. We welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions for other guests. We'll see you next time.